Flying Service.
Hi, is Britton there?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Olivia from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Just fine, Olivia. How are you?
Good. I have just a few questions about your application. There's no rental amount listed. So
rental, I wasn't sure what that meant.
Basically, like, are you paying, like, because it says Nelson is your landlord, correct?
Yes.
Are you paying him, like, an amount to rent out the space for the planes?
Yes, it's actually the airport, and it's kind of a lease to own, but you could call it rent, and it's $1,000 a month.
Okay, so $1,000 per month. Okay, perfect. And then the other thing I need to know is for the off-season cash flow that you're looking for, what specifically would you need it for?
Plane maintenance, mainly.
Maintenance.
That's my time that I have to get my planes back in shape for the coming year.
Okay. How many planes do you have?
I have two working planes. I own four, but the others are personal planes.
Two work planes. Okay, perfect. And so basically the off-season money is just for that maintenance.
Correct.
And is there, like, normally do you know, like, in ballpark how much that, like, costs you? Just
well, it depends. Say, for example, I just did both my propellers last winter, and they were $7,000 a piece.
Okay.
An alternator is $1,200. A new oil cooler is $2,800. Those are the kinds of things that can fail on an airplane and need to be fixed. So,
Okay. And then so this is basically throughout the, so you just make sure everything is, like, perfect for your on season, so that way nothing breaks down, all the plans are, everything is correct, and
I don't fall out of the sky. That's correct.
Yeah, we would not want that. Okay, that is awesome. Okay, so, and then there's just, like, one other thing I need to clarify, just to make sure we're on the same page. So we're not, like, a traditional bank. We do help with, like, the funding and the finances, but you would still need, we don't have checking accounts. So you would still need to do, like that with, like, the credit union or Wells Fargo, but we can handle all of, like, the loans and everything.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure.
I was kind of wondering about that because I've never seen any of your branches around, so I kind of figured that. And as I said, been unhappy with Wells Fargo. I just, you know, moving everything is such a headache.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I just may have to do that.
No, I think, like, definitely, like, I mean, you can just see, I mean, they're not, you said they're not going to give you, like, a line of credit, right? Because, I ran your credit, it's actually 703, I'll send it to you in just a few minutes.
Sweet.
So it's actually higher than you thought it was, so yay!
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I'll definitely send that over. And then I can let you know, we're going to submit you for a program now, and we'll know today, you know, what they say. Mm-hmm. And then based on that, we can kind of change our game plan up and see if it's enough money. If not, we can maybe just figure out a little bit more things that I would maybe need from you, but not just yet. So I might call you back later today. Well, I mean, I definitely will. Okay.
Very good.
All right, Britton, it's been great talking to you. I will touch base with you in just a little bit, and just watch out for that email from me with your credit stuff.
Okay, Olivia.
Perfect.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.